everybody that's here. I want to say thank God for every individual that's here, and especially every visitor that we have. We just count it a great honor to have you to visit with us. And got a scripture on my heart. I had another one that had marked about all day, and got here, and it left me, and God gave me this one. And so I appreciate God doing that. This is in the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew, and it's a conversation that Jesus and some of the disciples, and especially Simon Peter, had. Starting at verse 11 here. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." The question is, do you really know who Jesus is tonight? I knew a lot about Jesus before I ever knew Jesus. And I'd heard about him, and what the teachers and the preachers and all the church members were telling me was true. I don't know anything they told me it wasn't true. It was all true. But that night when I was a 12-year-old boy, when I knelt at an altar of repentance, I got acquainted with Jesus. And since then, I could say without a doubt that I know who Jesus is. Let's all stand for a moment as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us know who Jesus is and really know. God, thank you for the joy that it gives down in our soul and the way it changes our life and gives the promise of eternal life in Christ, Lord, beyond this veil of tears. God, praise your holy name tonight. Thank you for letting us be here to worship you. Such a blessing it is. God, thank you for each one that's here, and especially our visitors. God, please bless this service tonight. And God, give us a great, powerful spirit. And God, speak to the hearts of those in need. We ask in Jesus' name, and we pray, and amen. You may be seated. We turn over to the choir.
Page 276.
While we are living in this world of care, pity the burdens that we have to bear. But there's a prayer bell at the Lord's right hand. Give
Page 42.
Thank you.
whoever's going to open up tonight.
Like I say, we're thankful to be here tonight. I was joking with the boys in the choir. I said, if anybody has on their heart, can lead. And if anybody has on their heart, they can. I mean, I know it's my time, but if anybody has on their heart, they can. But if not, would I say, everybody please stand? Anybody have any unspoken prayer request? Anybody have any spoken?
As soon as they get the arrangements, she'll put that on one call too.
Becky's name, John Husband, passed away last night. So, remember that thing.
Remember the Wicker family also, funeral history.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Appreciate that.
A prayer request from Ava Clay. This morning she asked that the church remember her, and their kids are putting on a Christmas program tonight, and she's part of that, helping with that for Chrissy. And she said, please remember all that day. So I told her I would ask.
Besides the other thing, Wes, Billy, lead us in prayer. I've thought a lot this week about, you know, when I was about 6 years old, you know, my mom was diagnosed with cancer, and how the church came together and threw us a one last Christmas with my mom. And I thought about how we got to go out, pick out presents, and, you know, we had a time of life that day. But I'm thankful that when I was 7 years old, I got the best Christmas present ever. When the Lord saved me, I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful for my church. I'm thankful. One of my favorite song we sing in the church hymnals is "The Dearest Friend I Ever Had." And I'm thankful. You know, I've not been the best to him, but he's been everything to me. I'm thankful for that. Somebody have a song or a testimony? Everybody.
I thank God for being here and saving my soul. Thank you for what I can feel in my heart. And that scripture you read, I just read that today. Touched my heart. Y'all pray for me. My soul cries out, oh Lord, how long till my tolling ends and you call me home? Since I caught a glimpse of my home in the sky, nothing in this world keeps me satisfied. Is that the light of home I see? Do I feel a breeze from the crystal sea? Is that the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony? If that's the light of home, it's a welcome sight to me. Seems I can hear the angels sing with harps of gold and a thousand strings. Earth holds no charm when I hear their song. Sweet Beulah land, my home, sweet home. Is that the light of home I see? Do I feel a breeze from the crystal sea? Is that the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony? If that's the light of home, it's a welcome sight to me.
Appreciate it, Mike. Appreciate that song. And those have song or testimony in their heart. Pray for him.
Really pray for us. I have this song on my heart. My Bible verse this morning was, "His grace is sufficient," and all day long, I just thought, even when times are hard, even when things are going wrong, God is so good, and he's been so good to me. Just pray for us while we try to sing this.
Some days it seems like all that I try is in vain, and in spite of my efforts, all I produce is more strain. My doubts and delusions, all of my hopes soon erase, but his grace is sufficient for every trial I face. His grace is sufficient for every trial I face. In each situation, he promised he'd stand in my place. He'll take me through each valley. I'll stand on the mountain by grace. His grace is sufficient for every trial I face. Somehow I know he'll always answer on time. When the outlook seems darkest and faith is the hardest to find,
just stand still and see how the Lord to your rescue will raise.
His grace is sufficient for every trial. For every trial I face, in each situation, he promised he'd stand in my place. He'll take me through each valley. I'll stand on the mountain by grace. His grace is sufficient for every trial I face. God's grace is sufficient for every trial I face.
Appreciate that song. Anybody else have a song or testimony in their heart? If not, we'll turn it over to Terry.
Sure is good to be here tonight. Thank the Lord for a good, sweet spirit we can feel. And choir singing, open up, special singing, boy, it's as sweet as can be. And I'm just so thankful to be here. And like I already said, glad of everybody that's here, and we've got a great crowd. Let me ask again, just to be sure one more time. Anybody else got anything on your heart? A song or testimony? We're going to look at these preachers here in a minute. And but if you got something, we're not in a hurry. If God to give you something. Everything God gives is important. And everything God gives you to do, there's time for you to do it. And you can do it with God's help. Yeah. Well, anybody else? All right, keep praying, church. I know you've been praying. You can feel it. Keep praying. Whichever one of you preachers, if feels like preaching. So come ahead. I don't feel like it's my time. I'm honored to be here, and I appreciate what I feel, but one of you fellas got something on your heart, well, just come right on. I don't have an impression who to call on. It's like that a lot. But it's a blessing to have a number of preachers and just people say, any one of you, come on. You know, I trust every one of you. And God's blessed every one of you. And what a treasure that is. What a blessing. It's a blessing to me, but it's a blessing to the whole church. Man, thank the Lord. So, whoever feels like coming, come on. I think somebody probably feels like coming, but I don't know who it is. If you got something you need to come, come on. Yeah, go ahead.
The scripture you read, first time I heard that, I was 15 years old. In the little white building over on Albert Street.
Yeah.
Flavius Ash was the pastor of the church. He got up and read that scripture.
Yeah.
And God preached that right down in here to me.
Amen.
Tore me up.
Yeah.
And it was a struggle, it was a battle. But I got to Jesus that morning and he saved me. And
Amen.
I appreciate it. And I don't know why yet God allowed me to retain these a lot of things I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
But I ain't forgot that scripture and I ain't forgot what God done for me that morning.
Right. Amen.
And I'll never forget that.
Amen.
That's
Praise
eternal.
The Lord.
It's good to be here.
Amen. Thank the Lord for that testimony. Yeah, I sure appreciate God letting me read that scripture. Now, who feels like coming to preach? Come on ahead. Any one of you is welcome. I'd be glad to call on one of you, but if I didn't feel, and God could still give me impression to call on somebody. I mean, even though I haven't had impression yet, he could still give me impression to call on somebody. That'd be fine with me. But without me having impression to call on somebody, if I just figured, I'll just call on so-and-so, that wouldn't be the right thing to do. I need to follow the Lord. We all need to follow the Lord. And so we need to wait on the Lord. And And now, if somebody else got a song or testimony, you're welcome too. But if one of you guys got something to preach, you're welcome to do that. And let's pray. I believe I see one coming. Pray for Brother Cooper. We appreciate it.
Pray for me for just a little bit. I tried with every ounce of me to get out of it. But I want to do what God has me to do tonight. I don't even have the scripture marked. I'm going to have to take a second to find it, but this is something God's dealt in my heart with over even the past 24 hours. I was driving home from Kentucky last night, just driving down the road on 75, and God began to deal with my heart about this scripture and blessed me in it. I'm glad of that, and I hope it blesses you. Book of Philippians, chapter number 3 is where we'll be at. I really tried to get out of it. I was hoping one of those other fellows would get up, but I'm glad to do what God would have me to do. What an honor it is tonight to say that God has saved me, and I'm glad to say that I know that He saved me, and I'm glad that He keeps me, He holds me. I'm glad that there is nothing I could do to earn it. There's nothing I could do to keep it, but I know this: I want to know more about Him every day. I want to know more about Him. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 10. Paul is writing, and he says, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended,
but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Paul says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I want to say tonight, and I mean it from the depths of my soul, God encouraged me so greatly in this scripture last night. And I was driving home, and I began to consider. Paul starts out with a statement that has enough in it to preach for the rest of our days. Paul says this one thing. He says, that I may know him. I want to say tonight, my great desire and the desire of my little old feeble life is that I might know him a little bit more and more every day. And I want to say tonight, church, we can know him more and more every day. And I'm reminded of what the scripture says. It says that we love him because he first loved us. I want to say I'm glad tonight that I'm glad before I ever had a desire to know anything of him, before I ever had a desire to know any more about him, I'm glad that God in a far time loved me when I did not love him. I'm glad tonight that God is love. And I want to say tonight, can we stop right here for just a moment? If you're here and you're lost and undone in your trespasses and sin, I want to say that God sent the very best that heaven had for you tonight. I'm glad to report that God has loved you while you were yet unlovable. God helped you while you were yet unhelpable. I'm glad tonight that what I couldn't get to him, he came to us. But we notice this tonight. He says that I may know him. There's so much in this tonight that I can't begin to expound upon. But I want to say tonight, dear friends, that our desire in life ought to be one thing and one thing only. If we've been saved, if we've been enlightened, and we know what it really means to know the grace of God, there is one thing that we should desire, and it is to know him a little bit better. When we get up in the morning, we ought to desire to know him just a little bit better. When we go to bed at night, we ought to desire just to know him a little bit better. I want to say tonight, dear friends, I desire a lot of things in this life. I like to learn. I like to read. I like to watch documentaries. I like to learn about things. When I get into a topic, I love to saturate myself into it to where I know it cover to cover, page to page. But I want to say I can never exhaust knowing him. I want to say tonight that I'm glad that I have a God that is incomprehensible, and no matter how much I learn about him, no matter how much I know about him, I can't comprehend it all. But this I know, he is faithful and he is good, and he has been good to me. I'm glad of that tonight. I want to say, dear sir, you ought to want to know him just a little bit more. If you've been saved and you've been born again, I want to say, before you desire to know anything else that this world has to offer, we ought to desire to know him. I'm glad of that tonight. We ought to desire to know every ounce of him. Paul writes, and I want to say this tonight, that we're reminded of the person of Paul. Just before this, he's addressed them, and he says, if any man has a right to boast in the flesh, he says, I have much the more. I'm a Hebrew of Hebrews. Concerning the law, I've kept the law from the time I was a babe. Paul's writing saying, I'm the man of the man. I am the fella. If you walk around where I live, everybody knows me. I want to say, Paul knew a lot, and Paul had a lot, but Paul said this. He said, I want to know more about him. Dear friend, tonight I want to say, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, can I give you good news? Whether you're 98 or 44, there's still more that we need to know about him. And I want to report tonight, friend, there is no greater joy in this life than when we get to get off by ourselves and we get to go away and we get to sit down with the Father of lights and God begins to show us a little bit more about himself. I want to say tonight, God, help us tonight to desire to know just a little bit more about him. We live in a church and we live in a land. We live in a world in which they've got tired of him. They don't want to hear more of him anymore. But I want to say, sir, tell me more about the love of an almighty God until the day that I die. Oh God, give us more of you tonight, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. And many times when we quote this scripture, we like to stop right there. Paul says that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. But notice this tonight. Paul does not stop there. Paul says in the power of his resurrection. And he says in the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Notice this tonight. He establishes the power of the resurrection. And I want to
say tonight how glad that I am that God the Father let God the Son come and bleed and die, and He didn't just leave Him in the grave, but on His own power and on His own accord, He got up out of that tomb. And thank God tonight He's alive, and He is victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And there's not an ounce of victory that Satan has. I'm glad tonight that Christ Jesus did a perfect work, and He did it for you tonight. But notice this. Paul says that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Paul's saying, I want to know every ounce of power that stepped out of that tomb. I want to say tonight that I want to know more and more and more of the raw power of God that got His own Son up out of a grave when no man could do anything. I'm glad that God had the power, God had the ability, God had the know-how, God had the capability to let His own Son step out in that early Easter morning as Mary and Martha came running to the tomb and they found grave clothes. I want to say how glad I am tonight that there is an empty tomb. But here's what I want to know more of that power that got Him up out of that grave. He says, I want to know Him and the power of His resurrection. This is dark tonight. It begins to get to where it'll crush you and I. He says, in the fellowship of His sufferings. My friend, tonight, we love power and we love life, but we don't love suffering. No, sir. How do you know that? Because we're all made out of the same stuff. I'm just like you are. I don't like the valley. I don't like hard times. I struggle often. I get in the dark times of life and I say, oh God, why would You do such a thing to me? But notice what Paul says, that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings. Paul says, I don't just want to observe, I want to be in fellowship with that very suffering. Paul says, I don't just want to sit back and read about the story, but Paul says, every step of the way that Christ walked, I want to be hand in hand with Him. Can I encourage you tonight, when we look at the suffering that Christ went through, we see so many things. He's born in a little town of Bethlehem, and Nero, the leader at that time, he called for His life from the day He was born. Can I say tonight that Christ came unto His own and His own received Him not? Can I alert you tonight that Christ suffered rejection in that moment? He came unto His own. His own said, I don't want any. He went a little bit further in His life. He went into the Garden of Gethsemane and He began to talk. He told Simon Peter, He said, Simon, before the cock crows thrice, you're going to deny Me. He said, Lord, I'll go with You all the way, even until the end. We go a little bit further. Simon begins to deny Christ. You know what Christ suffered? My goodness, tonight, Christ began to suffer betrayal. And we walk all through the life of Christ. And you know what it's a story of? It's a story of suffering of the very Son of God. We go through all those things. And we arrive to a mountain at Calvary in which the Son of God is hung between the heavens and He's hung between the earth. And I want to say that I'm glad that God was in control in that moment, dear sir. But here's what Paul says about that. Paul says, I want to know more about that suffering. I want to be a part of it. Can I encourage you tonight that in the midst of suffering, let us say this one thing. Oh God, let me know more of Your Son in this suffering. Thank God tonight that in the midst of suffering, we don't have to suffer for nothing, but we can suffer in order to know Him better. Job said, though He slay me, yet I must praise Him. Can I say tonight that the suffering is not just from the devil? It was God that allowed what happened to Job. It was God that allowed Peter to deny Him. And Peter made the choice, I agree. But understand that on the cross of Christ, Christ had every right. And at any time throughout the story, Christ could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world. Here's what I know, dear sir, but I read of men, and I read of every church father that we have. I read of Peter. History tells you and I that he was crucified on an upside down cross because he said he was not worthy to die on the same cross that our our Lord died. Can I inform you that James and Peter and John Mark and John Luke, all those men, can I encourage you tonight in this? Every single one of those men was martyred for the faith at the foundation of the church. We find John, little John, in the book of Revelation. He's put on the Isle of Patmos. Here's all he's got to say about it. I, John, was on the Isle of Patmos. Can I encourage you tonight for just a moment? We ought to take suffering and we ought to take every ounce of suffering and realize that we really don't have it that bad, but also understand that in those times, we ought to get closer to Him. Being made conformable unto His death. This amazes me tonight. Paul says, I want to be made conformable unto the death of the Son of God. I want to say that I'm glad that I have died and raised to a new life in Christ. But sir, can I say this, that you being saved is not the end of the story. Salvation is the most important thing, but I believe Paul was talking about something deeper. Paul's saying, every day I want to die out. Can I say, dear sir, we've forgotten about that. Paul says, every day I want to die, and it's so that everything that ensues before this can be done. Paul says, I want to die so that I might know Him. I want to die so that I can be raised and to chase after the things He has. Paul says, I want to die to know the suffering that He had. Dear sir, tonight, help you and I to desire to die daily to self. Paul goes on a little bit further. I'll be done here in just a moment. Not as though I had already attained, or I'm sorry, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Paul says this, and I hope you understand it right. Paul's saying, I've got a promise of resurrection, but I haven't yet received it. Paul's saying, I've still got my flesh to deal with. He said, I haven't yet attained. I want to say tonight, dear sir, I haven't yet attained. Christ has raised me on the inside, but I have not yet attained a resurrection of the body. But here's what I know, that God has made me promise that someday soon this robe of flesh that I wear shall go into the grave, and that's where it'll stay. Paul says that I might attain the resurrection of the dead. Dear sir, tonight we've got something to look forward to at the end of this world. I'm glad to be here tonight. That's all I got.
We certainly appreciate Brother Cooper, appreciate that message. Let everybody stand up. We'll sing a song. Let's do a little self-inventory. Let's consider what the Bible said and what Cooper's preached out of that. Consider where we're at. Are we doing what we're supposed to do? First of all, if you've never been saved by the grace of God and He's preached that, you need to get saved. But if you are already saved, are you living for the Lord, and are you trying to be part of the work of the church and part of the work of the body of Christ that you need to be? If you're not, you don't have to be a bad person to be out of your place. You don't have to be a bad person to be a failure. I've failed a lot. But listen, while we sing this song, if you got something you need to, if you'd like to come and pray, do that. Whatever it is you need to do, do it while we sing. Take inventory. Obey the Lord. Do His will. Be part of the work. Amen. Think about it. Think about it. Amen.
Why so far?
Amen. Appreciate that song. Good to be here. Anybody got anything on your heart, something else you need to say or do or sing or whatever it is? If God's wanting you to do it, why do it? Obey the Lord. Good to be here tonight. All right, I want to remind you again, we've got a lot to pray for. We've got a lot of people. I know I've got a lot of people on my heart, and I know I believe you have too. We need to really be praying for them. I talked to a man just recently and encouraged him to do some things. And he said, I'll be honest with you. He said, I've been thinking about doing what you said. I said, God's put that on my heart. But he said, I plan on doing it. I think about doing it. But I never do get around to doing it. And I said, well, I've been in that spot a few times. But it's a bad spot and you ought not stay there. If God's wanting you to do something with God's help, you need the purpose to put that into action. You need to do that. So let's. We got a lot of folks to pray for, and the family that Brother Bob was talking about that he just preached a funeral for. Remember them and pray for those other funerals that's coming up, and pray for those families. And I'm telling you, we got a lot to pray for. And anything else before we come to a close? If not, I want to say this before I dismiss. I'd like to see the deacons for a few minutes when church is over. If you could join me up in the front, just won't take long, just a minute or two, probably, or three. Anything else? If not, we're going to look to the Lord and ask Brother Andrew to pray dismissal.